Learn to let go, oh, 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 learn to let go, oh, oh, oh. Show it off, show it off, show it off, oh, oh, oh. Show it off, show it off, show it off.
This is the Show It Off podcast, encouraging you to show off your unique self, your true, messy, beautiful, perfectly imperfect self. This is about discovering and sharing your inner light with confidence. When we do this, everyone benefits. The law of oneness means any good we do for ourselves is doing good for all. I am Sarah Faye Schaff. I am a single mom who helps other single moms build a life they are proud of and happy in, as I learn to do the same. After creating a successful confidence-building youth program for girls in California and using my 11 years' experience as a yoga and meditation teacher, I am a confidence coach, helping women from here in Hawaii, where I am living a simple island life with my daughter. Each Monday, this podcast serves up true stories and inspiring messages to support you on your journey to becoming shamelessly and unapologetically confident, so you can show off your light, show off your authentic self, show off who you were born to be. This is the Show It Off podcast. This morning, I am sitting out in my backyard, which is next to a highway, but that's okay because it's also next to the ocean and a sunrise and my dear friend who is living in the same home as me upstairs. Her name is Erica Collister, and I met her 4 years ago when I was deciding whether or not to leave my horribly impossible and abusive relationship to become a single mom. And she was introduced to me by another dear friend who is also a single mom. And I looked at her and she has 5 children and she was smiling and she was out at the playground and our children were playing. And I thought, well, dang, if she can do it, I could do it. And now spirit and the divine and this magical island we live on has brought us together in a place where we are able to watch our children play together every day and help each other with household responsibilities and bills and also just connect and be sister friends and talk and share. And now she is here sitting next to me to talk and share with you. Because I know that if you are listening to this, you will also be inspired by her story and who she is, and in the same way that I am and was and continue to be. So good morning, my darling Erica. Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's so great to be here with you, Sarah. And I have to say, you know, I had a feeling of the birth of this moment ever since I just saw you create this podcast and breathe it into life and launch it. And it's like a feeling of, you know, a time whose time has come where we as women have set out with a dream and an intention. And then yet, you know, with consistent, persistent belief in ourselves and belief in the dream and moving forward, you know, we do make miracles happen and we do manifest in our life that which we want to create. And it's really beautiful to have seen you birth the Show It Off podcast. And I mean, you're my friend. I can call you and chat with you and get together on the beach and talk. But sometimes I love putting on your podcast and just hearing it because, it speaks to me of a woman in her power and a woman also in her pleasure to share from your heart and share what's real and authentic. And I feel like as women, that's what we are here to do. And we thrive in that role of inspiring each other and just in our nature of being who we are and being a mirror for each other. So, like, truly, it's my grateful privilege and honor to be here with you.
Wow. Do you guys see what I mean? Yes. I feel so good hearing that.
My I had to God. Clap because it's so fun to be here doing this together.
It's so fun. I know. I was like, I remember when I first started the podcast, I was like in my mind thinking that I needed to like have a studio and an editor and a like fancy microphone and all this stuff. And a good friend of mine who lives in New York City was like, wait. You live on an island and you have an iPhone. How about you just like be on your island and have your phone and do your podcast wherever you want? And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I didn't think of that. That's brilliant. Yes. And that's what's so great about it. And that's why it's so authentic, because it is like sitting here in the backyard, hiding from my kid in my car, sitting in someone's closet for good sound. And it's like a lot of the times just like on the beach and just enjoying life. And that's why it resonates, I feel like, because it's just, it is real. And yeah, just like the cars driving by, it's so fine. So Erica, you are just like vibrating so much joy and excitement. And I know that when people think of a single mom with 5 kids, they might not be able to like fathom that she would be like calm and peaceful and joyful and excited and thriving in her life the way you are. So will you mind sharing with all these people who, you know, many of them aren't going to know you, like who you are and what you've come from and what you're doing and just what's real for you right now?
Yeah. I like to really touch back with where I'm coming from and the depth of my struggle was so great. And I stayed under that feeling of suppression for so long that I finally hit a breaking point of like, I'm either gonna die or I'm gonna change this.
Yep.
And in that feeling of facing death, there was also a feeling of, and then what will happen to my children?
Mm-hmm.
They will live on, best case scenario, and then they will come to know and repeat everything that I did and that was shown to them. And that's not what I want them to believe that love is. And I actually have 5 super amazing, beautiful, like charismatic children, 4 boys. and honestly, I mean, this will hit home for people. What like shifted everything for me as I started to like, I'm a very sensitive soul. I'm really in touch with spirit and communications from the divine. And I literally started to be like compelled, like visited by the future generations of the women and the children that would fall in love with my sons.
Mm.
And we live on a small island. And I thought about my friends' daughters,
right,
and them being abused by my sons. And I was just like, it rippled like waves through my body. And I was just like, I cannot go down. This is not my legacy.
No.
I did not give everything, the blood, the milk, the birth, the tears, the sweat, to raise boys who would grow to think that this is how you treat a woman.
Right.
And I had, my eldest was 10 at that time. So I was already starting to see it in the way he was treating me.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a disconnect from everything that I intended to raise my children with. And I was just like, whole, this is not how this is going to go down.
No.
And so really, because I loved my children so much, that was my turning point. And that's what gave me the fuel to change my entire experience and theirs. And the future was going to be different, not because I was willing to do it for me.
Right.
I was too deep in love and fog and delusion to change, but for them I would. And the depth of that struggle was so great that when I finally took a leap of faith to get out, realizing I had no other choice and the alternative was completely unacceptable, it was like a catapult into this, you know, highest expression of ourselves, because it was like unleashing something that was like, you know, down under a stretch for so long and under pressure that then it just wanted to pop. It was like, I suddenly wanted to sing, to dance, to move, to express myself freely with like this uninhibited nature of like who is going to say what or tell me no or control my energy or control the resources or, you know, just, I was so ready to live freely in my own authentic, you know, expression of how I wanted to be, that I was ready to accomplish some big things. And, you know, being a mother has always been like, or not always, but it seems like that. It's so funny I said that. I've been a mom for, you know, 16 years now. And that's kind of felt like the whole crux of my life, right? But all along in pre-motherhood, I've wanted and felt the call to like share things with the world and live my gifts and get out there. And, you know, one of my passions is in the realm of like food as medicine and teaching about relationships with food, growing food, preparing nutritious food, educating about health and wellness on all levels. And so, you know, when that started to open up for me, I just realized that this was a way that I could actually start to live those gifts and like pursue everything that I'd ever wanted to do in a new way, because it was going to be my energy around it. And that was very different from having been in a relationship, you know, despite being very abusive and dysfunctional, was also with a highly incredible man who was not well. And he suffered his own thing. But we had tried to, you know, create many different businesses and birth many different, like, incredible things to the world. And, you know, we were cultivating, you know, farms in Hawaii and growing amazing crops and, you know, manufacturing products and everything from like superfood nutrition to skincare to bamboo and cacao and grow your own mushroom logs and, you know, I mean, just everything we could think of. We authored a book and I was just like, yeah, we're like living the dream. But then I was like, but there's struggle. And I remember one day, another business, there were many, there was like probably 25 attempts at an amazing entrepreneurial business. We had this dream of this hot sauce business and we were doing it, and I'll cut to the quick end on this one so it's not too long, but there was a breaking moment where we had cultivated probably like, you know, multiple 6-gallon glass jugs, if a carboy for like brewing, if you know what I mean. And we had, it was just like the cream of the cream, like handcrafted alchemic magic that we created in this hot sauce. I mean, we had been like growing these heirloom peppers, smoking them over a handcrafted fire every day. I mean, it was like you could not replicate this if you tried. It was so magical, and there was prayer and intention and aged. And I dropped something and it smashed the whole bottle down to the ground and broken. And I watched, the precious creation literally just dissolve into the earth. And I just bawled tears. It was like so impactful. I couldn't even, I just had to walk away and process that in silence, because I couldn't even hear what someone else was going to say about that. My family of six, and hot sauce was our joy. And so I walked away and I had to like face this resounding truth that no matter how much I loved and wanted something, no matter what we grew together, no matter our talents or our intention or our prayer, nothing that we could ever do together would come to fruition, because we were toxic at the core. And I just was like, I've got to let go of what I'm holding on to here as a dream. Because really, it's a delusion. And we were, you know, I felt like I was standing on like an island and there was an ocean around me, and I just wanted to look at the island. And I just had to just realize, like, just stop trying so hard. It's never, ever going to be what you want it to be, because it's not right. So it's time to just like, you know, do the super scary, almost debilitating thing and just walk away from it all. And let me just tell you, if you're at that point in your life where you're like, I don't know if I can do that, and it's the scariest thing ever, I just want to say that when, for me, I took that leap of faith, and I just knew I had no choice. You know, like I said, I was literally dying. If I stayed every door opened up for me. Yeah. Every resource I've ever needed, the relationships that I needed, every single thing started to like flood in my direction. And I literally left that day with nothing, not even clothes to wear, no money. I had no birth certificates for my children. I had no ID. I had nowhere to go. No family on the island. I had a 4-month-old, a 1-year-old, 3 other children that were like, I don't even know, up to 10. And it was, it was so daunting. It's the kind of thing, like you said, it's unfathomable. And it's probably a daily event that I have a conversation with someone. They're like, I don't know how you do that. Like, I can't even wrap my mind around your reality. And the truth is, like, if I stopped to, like, mental map out, like, how I was going to make everything meet, every need and the course of the future, like, I would go insane. You just can't always, like, map this all out in your mind. It just comes from the heart. You know, I love these children and I love myself. And so they're mine. This is my kuleana, like in Hawaii, as we say, like, it's my responsibility and I cannot put this on anyone else. And so I just keep walking one day forward at a time and I just stay in the present moment and I, you know, trust and have this like unyielding faith that we are always provided for and that we have everything we need and always have, always will. And it's become more true every day to the point that like my bigger dreams are manifesting now and, you know, relationships are blooming like never before. And whereas I lived in isolation for over a decade, now I have a community of like thousands of super amazing people in my life. And, you know, I have inspiration, I have joy, and I don't have like a 10,000 pound weight on my feet or my shoulders or my heart that every day looks like it used to in the past where it was, you know, one step forward and 3 steps backward. Mm-hmm. Now it's like every step forward truly feels like an elevation to a future that is really fruitful. And that's a total change from where I was before.
Yeah, it is. And you so operate in your feminine. And that's how I feel like from an outsider watching you, you're able to receive and like be in that receiving mode of all those like resources and great connections. And it's really beautiful because I was just talking to our friend Allison yesterday, talking about like working in from your space of your masculine energy versus your space of your feminine energy and how tiring it can be to try to be working as a mom all the time and a businesswoman in your masculine energy. And there's a balance and there's a need for that balance. But I feel like if you're more heavy on that goddess energy side, that's when you're able to see like those miracles that you're talking about. And I just want to really honor you because I find, and I think a lot of women who listen find that being a single mom, it's hard to be in your feminine, right? Because everything about momming is so masculine. People don't realize that, but it's delegating and it's, you know, planning and structurizing and logistics and paperwork and money and making money. Sweet sound. But you're still able to like have that balance, and I really appreciate that and being able to witness you as your friend. And I also want to take a moment just to honor you and your story and your path. And I think that it's really important for people to hear like the struggle and the hard part and the transition, because it really is from the pain comes the rising. And we're taught that we're supposed to be smiling and happy and feeling good. But no strength or wisdom or a kindness or compassion comes from everything in life being easy and great. And that's what I saw in your eyes when we met and I looked at you and I was like, she knows what it feels like to be in an abusive relationship, to be scared about what's going to happen next, to have that responsibility of taking care of your children. And I want to highlight how you said that you were in love, because I think that a lot of people don't realize that when you're in an abusive relationship, it's not all bad all the time. Otherwise, we wouldn't have stayed. And that's what the cycle of abuse is it's honeymoon, intimidation, scary event, blow up of trauma and freak out and fear, and then the I'm sorry's and the honeymoon, and it goes again and again and again and again and again. And when you love someone and you've like consciously built a life with them and raised children with them and created people and built land and all the things that you've done, and I was like just a hair in, being that our relationship was so short, just a couple or a few years, but you were like a decade in. So,
13 years.
Oh my God, over a decade. Yeah. So I just really like want to honor that part of you that saw both sides and saw that you said it so well, that like nothing was going to come to fruition because of that, that discord. And that takes so much strength and so much trust and so much wisdom. And that's the part of you that's really in your feminine, because you're choosing to trust. So God, that's amazing. So tell me a little bit more about now, because like, will you explain a little bit about like our hale, like our living situation and our home? Because I want to stress that I'm not encouraging women to move forward, to leave their toxic relationship and then realize or feel like they have to do it by themselves. And I made a mistake and I wasted some time in some sense thinking that I had to do it on my own. And we are like now all together supporting and leaning on each other. And will you share a little bit about how you came to this like realization and this understanding and this reality for you and your family and your sister friends?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say, you know, there's a few things that you just said that like all come back to the same root, which is like, I really live in my heart. You know, that is my feminine place. That is my guidance center. That is my intuition. That is where I'm allowed to, or I'm guided to operate in the realm of trust, you know? And yes, because I was so deep in love, that allowed me to, you know, continue that cycle because it was such a part of everything I was like fully immersed in. And because of how much I love, that always reminds me to be in that place of like allowing and aligning more than hustling.
Mm-hmm.
And because I operate in my heart in my present life, I know that, you know, I'm touching lives, networking through home, through friendships, through business, in that realm of aloha. You know, just like freely giving of my heart, which is what someone reflected to me yesterday after like creating this amazing success in my business. And I was like, that is sort of my secret sauce, or it's just like, it's my signature, you know, is that I love and I give. And sometimes I've done it to a fault, but I've learned a lot in, you know, 5.5 years of like just really focusing on self-care and growth, about how to have boundaries in relationship to living in that heart space. But being in the heart is truly where we connect with human beings. And the way that I've been cultivating relationships in my life now has been so, so beneficial and so symbiotic. And it's allowed me to create a really happy home and bring in other people, as well as, you know, a really like successful, you know, career. And in the home, you know, I went through a lot of transition. I mean, I've probably moved like over 30 times on this island in 19 years, and I'm not joking.
Wow.
And, you know, exactly 2 years ago in May of 2018, I was one of those families that lived where the lava flow erupted and went it all into our neighborhood, and was totally displaced, you know, for months, and searched and roamed and thought where to land my family. And luckily I had a sister that lived in this beautiful, safe, clean air county of Hamakua. Mm. And I reached out to her, and she invited us to be camping on her land. And when we came up here, we just started to like right away kind of root into this area. And because that journey was in such close proximity of time to the start of when school would happen, it's like first week in August here in Hawaii, I had to make a plan. And I was like, well, I don't know what's going to happen, but the school's walking distance from here, so I'm going to enroll my kids in this school because it just makes sense. as soon as that happened, mm-hmm. we had like instant ohana here, community, like spiritual family. And so my kids love their, you know, new relationships and friendships in this ohana. And so we've stayed. And even in that time, I think this is the fourth place I've lived in, maybe even, yeah, actually the fifth. So when I got into this house, it wasn't the way it is now. It's like a duplex home. So there's two different rental units. And then there's like a third outbuilding that could be like a third residence. And with that, you know, a couple people transitioned out of here. There was a few different cycles. And eventually I worked it out with the landlord. And he said, well, why don't you just take responsibility of the whole place? And you know, have the financial responsibility. And then you rent it out to whoever you want or do what you want with it. But you just cover it all. And I was like, okay, that sounds great, actually. I love being in choice and not afraid of taking on responsibility, because I know I've got right on my side and I'm clear and I call things in and manifest. And so immediately put, you know, two amazing women in here, another single mom. And, you know, now there's been another evolution of people in here. So currently I have like three best friends, and among us four women, three are single moms. And what's happening is that there's this beautiful collective of supporting each other. And as you said, like through the logistics, through the challenges and the, you know, mundane responsibilities, to the spontaneous joy of like uniting, you know, our smiles and our hearts every day. And like when the moon is out, there's, you know, a sister circle and a fire to bring your tea to and sit down, or, you know, yeah, the joys of coming together. And it's so nurturing for us as women. Like we are so uplifted by the bonding time that we have with each other. Like, and that's even scientifically proven on a hormonal level. But our children are also so benefited by having each other. Like, as I said, I have these four boys, and if there's no other children around, they can really get into their patterns of like wanting to kind of be like really contacting and wrestling and like in their testosterone and a high activity level with each other. But the minute you throw a four-year-old girl in there and they're like, oh, let's take you by the hand and like show you how to play a nice soft game.
It's so sweet with her.
It's just like, it's a really beautiful new combination of energies that is actually helping them. You know, there's little sisters, there's other brothers, there's babies have been in the family here, and it switches things up. But there's this feeling of like working together, like a symbiotic relationship. And like I think of companion plants in the garden too. It's like, you know, we offer things to each other in life that bring gifts. And you know, that's truly, I feel like, what we were here to do in this world as women. It's like how our operating system works. And so it's like, if you've been struggling with isolation and feeling like you have no one, because obviously those things go hand in hand with being in an abusive relationship, you normally get separated from all lights in your life to keep you disempowered and and all of that, shake that one off. You know, what happens is that when you bring people in and people can hold you to the accountability of what you say, what you dream, the integrity of who you are, you know, that that's powerful. I mean, it moves me sometimes, you know. I'm like, so I do extra things because I know I impact others. And like I was saying, you know, yeah, and that motivates me, not out of like a consciousness of like, oh, I don't want it to be that way. It's almost like, oh, I know, like I live with this awareness and consciousness that I inspire others, and that's very meaningful to me. And so I'm really conscientious of like what is our imprint here in this world. And yeah, so I just wanted to circle back to, as I was saying, like the way that our operating system is like hardwired for women. Like we are natural networkers. Yes. And, you know, going back to being like in the tribe of ancient, you know, life and hunters and gatherers, you know, it wasn't the women that were out like, you know, seeking prey and like, you know, being in that different role that the masculine was to, you know, hunt. We were the ones that were the gatherers. You know, we were the ones that were coming together with the village life, you know, sharing the domestic role, sharing the child rearing role. Mm-hmm. And if we were out on foot, like, oh, I found this berry bush. It's right over here. It's going off. Come on, everybody. It's like we're naturally there to see what we found and to like bring other people in.
Yes.
You know, and we do it like, oh my God, you guys should have this yoga class, or yeah. Oh, best coffee shop. You got to help have a cup of coffee with me. Like, that's just how we are. You know, let me take a picture of this thing I made for dinner and post it on social media. It's like so funny the way it even translates into modern life.
Yes.
But we are sharers and we are networkers. And so I actually was like just incredibly blessed and gifted to like actually have leveraged, you know, having an income in a profession right now in network marketing. And I have to say, like, it's incredible opportunity for single moms
yes.
to do that. And as I was saying, I mean, for over 25 years, I've been an entrepreneur, like pretty much my whole life. Even as a kid, I was like painting rocks and selling rocks or, you know, lemonade or jewelry. I did lots of jewelry selling. Anyway, so, you know, the thing is, being an entrepreneur is a lot of responsibility. You know, when you're wearing all the hats, I mean, I know that like led to the burnout of my energy mm-hmm. and the failure of my relationship because we were carrying so much stress to try to do it all, you know, from like manufacturing product, growing, you know, creating a brand, creating a website, educating on our product, going out and selling it, shipping, customer service, you know, keeping up with email marketing. I mean, it was just like, we worked day and night. We had a little bit of breaks in there for like, you know, food and children and lovemaking to keep us going. But it was like we were literally grinding all the time. We never took like any kind of a public assistance to keep our life going. And so there was not an optional in there. We weren't just dreaming a dream. We were also trying to, you know, put food and rent on the table every month. So we worked and it was so much responsibility. And when I left that relationship and I, you know, I was in this period of recovery for a little while and then I was like trying to search my brain, like, how am I going to provide for this family? And it became clear that I was going to be carrying 100% of the responsibility. Mm-hmm. And I realized that, you know, I had to find a way that was sustainable. I could no longer like play all those roles and wear all those hats. And then this dear friend turned me on to this opportunity. She actually said to me, like, she'd love for me to do like a health cleanse with her. And I was at the time nursing my youngest child. And I had actually, because I'd been like a machine for like over, you know, 13 years consistently pregnant and nursing. It was, I know, can you imagine that?
No.
Like 13 years I had a baby coming through or a baby on my breast. And you know, it's not recommended for women to cleanse under those circumstances, and it's not safe for the child to have the toxins pass through. And then my friend was like, but this is safe for pregnant women and nursing mothers.
Wow.
And it is something that is like a deep nourishment and a gentle cleansing, not like a heavy duty detox or like something that's going to put you in, you know, deprivation or loss of calories. And so it works. And I was like, oh my God, yes, I've been like craving this, but I didn't know how, and I never found a way. So when that came into my life and she was talking to me about it, and she said something about it being network marketing. And I was like, oh my gosh, wait a minute. This is like organic superfood nutrition, which has been my passion and my path and my profession already. It's everything I've been all about. I like my former partner, my children's father, and I, we authored a book on superfood nutrition, and that's like what we were living. And then I was like, wait a minute, this company offers the whole thing. It's a fully working wheel, and all the systems are in place, and all the tools and the resources and the support, and all I have to do is show up and like share my story. Well, I was like, yes, that I can do.
Yes.
That I have the energy for in the nooks and crannies of my life, to still be with my children, to still be a nursing mom. At that point, my kids, we'd done unschooling for over 10 years. We'd never done any school program or any daycare or child group or anything.
Wow.
So I was aware I had to get my kids like in the school program. So we started for 2 years homeschooling. So I was doing that, which also put us driving to a community with other homeschoolers and answering to a teacher. And so it was really great. But it was, you know, I was full time needing to be present with this other, you know, major part of my life. So I folded this in, you know, as just like an additional thing that I could do. And everywhere I went, you know, I was like totally loving my nutrition. It brought me back to life. And everyone who, you know, was hanging out with me, I just started sharing it with them, you know, pouring the drinks. The kids love it. You know, I started feeding everyone's kids, and then the moms are like, okay, so what's my kid drinking over there, you know? Yeah. And it was a natural way to share. Yeah. And because that's what we do, and it just flows so easily and organically, I was able to turn on many family and friends to this amazing, you know, life-changing nutrition. And I've grown a business from there. And I mean, I'm happy to say, like, been in this 3.5 years, you know, with, I mean, homelessness and lava flows and, you know, spiritual moments of needing to go inside included, having to hit the pause button many times, starting and pausing and starting and pausing and reactivating. But finally, yesterday, I hit like a top high of growth in what I'm doing. Ooh. And I was like, wow, this is like such a moment of like a new milestone of like embodiment of where I'm at now on this level of like leadership. And my business grew over 5 times in 1 month. And I had been at a plateau for years, but continuing to not give up.
Yes.
And at one point, even like 3 months ago, I took a good hard look and assessment, like, was this my vehicle? Was it still feeling in alignment for me? Because I, like, fall and winter really felt this call to go inside. And I was just like, my nervous system is way overloaded. I've got to slow down. I'm getting all the signs. So I listened and I just stopped everything and I started my garden. Which, thank God for women's intuition, because then came March and I had a yard full of food and a home full of people, and then we all went into quarantine.
Yeah.
And that allowed us to be deeply nourished on the land. And through that introspective time, you know, I really unpacked all the things in my mind and my heart to assess, was this really for me going forward? And what I came to, like, process of elimination, being like, well, maybe I'll do this, maybe I'll do that. Even still having like this burning desire to launch all my own things, you know, my own extra book and podcast and next, you know, evolution of, you know, video blogging about being a single mom of 5 kids in Hawaii, which I know the world wants to know about. And I feel like we have such a message to channel and get out there. So, you know, I want to do all that, but I'm like, oh, it takes time and it takes a lot of effort. And those I don't really have a lot of extra of right now. And so understanding the true bandwidth that I have, I wanted to be sustainable in that. And what we have with this opportunity that you know, I'm sharing with others does create something that's sustainable and efficient, and it's doable. And not only that, but what it came clear to me is it aligns with my values. It aligns with the mission and my message I want to share with the world and the imprint I want to leave. And I always feel good being in service to helping other people find a way to get healthy, to like have a moment of breakthrough and transformation for themselves and get to this higher level, and to actually then, you know, have access to an opportunity to become economically and financially sovereign. Yes. And empowered. Yes. And we need that. And when we rise by mutual success, we rise by helping others. It is like such a win-win-win. Yes. And for people who are still like living in the program and running the old story of the conditioning of like the pyramid scheme thing, I just want to like break that down for people. That is like actually reflective of corporate America and capitalism, where you're climbing a ladder and one person gets to the top. And when you're climbing, you're not reaching a hand down and pulling other people up with you.
Right.
And in this model of like affiliate marketing, referral marketing, and where we all grow together, you know, I only succeed when I help everyone who I work with succeed.
Yep.
And we are so tight as a community that it's amazing to see everyone like be in momentum, be in growth mode, and be able to like achieve these, you know, accomplishments and successes. And that feels really, really good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I like this metaphor of like
the community garden, and this just came into my consciousness recently, that, like, you know, if I'm out there gardening and it's just myself gardening, like, that's great. I have the fruits of my labor. But if we're out there in a community garden and, you know, someone's tending orchard and someone else is doing the composting and someone else is doing the weeding and the planting and the harvesting, and we're all out there and we're all growing, the harvest that we have together is not like fivefold because five partners were in it. It's like 50-fold because wow. five partners were in it. Like, there's the abundance is like this exponential effect. And I just feel like this is the way of the future, is women working together, women supporting each other yeah. to see the power of what happens when we come together. And we do that thing that is so natural for us to do.
Yes.
And by tapping into that, and like living in my heart forward, you know, desire to be a servant leader and to be of service in the world, because I'm also aware that this is what I want my children to know, is like being, you know, entrepreneurially focused in my life, being present with them, and you know, outlining for our family how we're going forward based on my choices, my schedule, our time and location, freedom. Mm-hmm. And we dream the dream together, and then we execute our dream, you know, step by step. Like, that's what I want the children to learn. That's what I want other children and families to see. You know, when I make time to go volunteer garden at my kids' school, and the other children know that relationship with me. Oh, she's the auntie we garden with. And then they see me in the community and they're like, auntie, I planted my pumpkins and they're growing and I picked up tomato. Like, they're so excited. It's like the life cycle comes, you know, to full circle together. We plant the seeds, we reap the harvest, and we share excitement, and we get to do it over and over. And each time it becomes like a little bit more just, you know, exponentially amazing. And that right there is a gift. And it's actually something that I've tapped into. And, you know, I love that. I feel like what is helping me thrive right now is what's helping my greater community thrive.
Yes.
It's no longer ever about just me now. That was done when I was like pregnant the first time,
right.
You know, and yes. I'm so happy to say, talk about life cycles returning, you know, where I'm at in my life right now is fully confident in being able to actually like afford a mortgage on my first home ever that I would own as a mom, 19 years on this island with five children, and my oldest is almost 16. We've never had our own home that I've ever been able to root in. I mean, I've planted orchards and gardens and sold a plant nursery with developed farms all over this island. I drive by and I'm like, oh, look at those big mature trees.
Wow.
And they were once my seeds. Sometimes I've sat there and I've thought, wow, like, where's my mature land? And,
yeah.
you know, but the being in the heart space of having, you know, been in the practice and the journey of it and loved it all the while, like, I've always had that trust and reflection, like, I'm provided for and what's for us is coming. And now, you know, I'm about to own a home with my mother, and she's 72 and, you know, has been living alone in New England for, you know, over a decade or more now. And it's going to be really amazing to support my mom to be able to step into her retirement
yes.
and really enjoy those golden years
yes.
and to know that there's this multi-generational benefit
of
how we are able to support each other.
Yes.
And she can support me by being an anchor at home for my children, which will help me get to next levels of having energy available to do the thing I want to do in
yes.
service to, you know, great earth good. And she can, you know, look forward to never having to work again, because she's still like grinding at her full-time
oh,
job
wow.
at 72. And I yearn to bring her here and park her in my house and
yeah.
on the beach with us and with her grandchildren. And just,
wow.
Yeah. It's a full circle return, and the fruition is here because, you know, the seeds are planted with right intention, and I'm in alignment. And there's really no need to do anything but just like be in that feminine place of trust and allowing and power. Our power is like in just, you know, stepping back into the presence of who we are. Like Sarah and I were recently brought together in this next amazing chapter, floating on a paddleboard upstream, like a river with just like heaven on earth all around
yes.
us. And then we just unveiled, you know, what she was looking for, what I was looking for was a match. And we're like, yes, of course. This is totally how it's meant to be. It just flows effortlessly. So
you're literally floating. Yeah,
that's what, yes, I celebrate, and that's what I'm all about.
That was such a divine moment. That was on Mother's Day.
Woo,
which is so cute. Yeah, that was so great. And now Luna and I are just like completely feeling safe and held and happy. Luna used to always say to me, Mom, I don't want it to just be you and me. I want aunties and friends around. And I'd be like, well, geez, where am I supposed to make, how am I supposed to make that happen? And now it just happened. I didn't have to make it happen. And this like amazing community you're talking about like superfoods and like community support. And like now I get to be a part of that. And it feels so great, because like everything else that I'm doing like has no pressure on it. It can just grow organically, and I can just like nurture and love it and get fed financially and in my nourishment with this amazing opportunity. And I'm just like so thankful that I have been invited and able to be a part of it. And it's absolutely nothing short of magical, but also really super fun. And that's what I love about it. If you're like doing everything by yourself forever, like Erica just explained, and like I've certainly been there, and then you transition into like being in community, you're like laughing at yourself. Like, I could have been doing this whole time. It could have been this fun and this easy and this, like, yeah, there's challenges and there's learning opportunities and there's obstacles, but it's like, that's just life. When you're facing them with like a greater like alchemy of nutrition and a beautiful support network, you can just like kind of throw your head back and laugh. Like, God, I like before was just like living on like fumes, and like, right, now I'm like thriving, and it's so good. And I just want to close with that. If you heard the part about the cleanse and you got goosebumps and your ears perked up and you're like, well, geez, that sounds like something I could use. We have a group cleanse starting within our culture on June 5th. And if you are like interested and you are called to join us, all you have to do is DM me at Show It Off Podcast on Instagram, or email me showitoffpodcast@gmail.com and say, what's up with this cleanse? And I will guide you and support you.
Yeah. And there's, you know, so much flexibility in the start date on that.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. Okay. So just, you know, if that's something that is a match for what you're calling in and you're ready to just hit the reset button on your own health, we have a beautiful community support group, and people can come and go on their own schedule they like, and modify our health protocol to work for you. So, you know, June 5th is when a lot of us will jump in there and get excited about sharing it together. But there's total, you know, flexibility. So people can come one, come all, come anytime.
And how great is that? Erica, you are such a good speaker. I don't know if you know that, but God, I could listen. I should always have a microphone in your face when I'm hanging out with you. I've just been so happy knowing that how many single mamas and women out there are going to be hearing your voice and your story and your words, and they're going to be like tears going down their cheeks, and they're going to be driving, and they're going to be shushing their kids just like we've been now. And loving it, of course.
I want to just say this one little thing. I know we're going to close this out, but this story was just like yelling at me to come out when you just said this. It's totally what you were saying a moment ago, how I want to tell a little birth story.
Yeah.
And it was of my third child, who actually is right here with me. And in that birth, I had this desire coming up to the birth, my birth plan. I was like really wanting to do it all by myself. I was like, I want to have an unassisted birth. I desired that feeling of like, I've got this. I don't need anyone. I am an island. And I wanted to have that source of empowerment, feeling like I could. And it was very reflective of where I was at, because I was deep in that struggle of feeling alone. And I was always encouraging myself to like, get stronger, take on more. You can do it. You know, this is your strength, is to like be able to handle more. And in the birth, my second birth was very quick and easy. It was like 45 minutes or so. It was just so flowing and easy. So I had different expectations for the third birth. And I was sitting there for hours in labor, and I was with my partner, and he was actually an amazing support during almost all the births. But in that particular one, there was a little emotional disconnect for me. And I was sitting in a birthing tub and I was trying and I was efforting. And he was like on the outside of the tub and he didn't want to get in with me. And I just felt so alone. And he was like trying to say these words like, I think you're not breathing enough. And I was just like, oh, don't like tell me how to breathe right now. Right. And anyway, it wasn't working for me. Like I wasn't receiving his comfort. I had a wall up with him. And meanwhile, we had set up to have all this support in the house as a backup plan. He's like, you can do this on alone if you want, but I want to feel prepared for any what ifs. And we're going to have a whole birth team in the house ready and you can do whatever you want. So I had probably like 6 women in my living room and I could hear their joy and I could feel their energy together, including my mom and, you know, these amazing women. And I was in there for hours, like probably 3-4 hours, just like feeling like in this struggle of this birth by myself, laboring. And there was a turning point where I thought to myself, why am I in here making myself do this by myself? Because I think this is going to give me something I want, but I'm not feeling good. And all those women I know sitting right on the other side of that wall are here to help me. And I called them in. So could I just say, yes, I'm ready to receive the help? Oh, and when I said to them, I was like, I said, okay, I'm ready for some help. Can you tell the women to come in? They came in. Oh my God, I just want to cry and I'm chills all over. They came in and just put their hands on me. And like one woman was, you know, at my hair and one woman held my feet, my legs. The baby flowed out in like probably 30 minutes from there with the most peaceful, graceful emergence ever. And people talk about this birth to this day. And the whole reflection is of the support that we bring to each other. And when we are ready to allow that and receive, that's like our greatest effort, is to just say yes to the receiving. It changes everything. Just the presence of other women there to bring the sounds and hold the frequency and the vibration that we do for each other, to bring the hands on and the eyes and the hearts and the smiles. Like I was like, you know, my whole body chemistry shifted from like, I am not able to bring this baby down to crowning and out, to like, oh yes, I'm opening, I'm allowing. Yes. And like most perfect emergence of my child, who came out, didn't even cry, like just came out and did like a full owl head spin around and looked at everybody and smiled, and we were just in awe. So that metaphor is huge for me, and it speaks to really all of life.
Oh my gosh.
And we all have birth stories out here, and maybe you've had one as the birthing mother, or maybe you've had your own as the birthing child. But yeah, thanks so much for inviting me to be here with you today and share these stories. I have so many stories, and I'm so excited for how we are going to continue to share our stories together, because that's truly the magic of what we do.
Me too. You're amazing. I love you. Freaking sake. That story, man. I don't know. I don't think I'll ever be the same after hearing that story. And there's little Cedar looking at us being so cute. Oh my God. Thank you. I love you. Wow. I'm so happy that other women are going to hear this. I love you. I don't even know what else. I'm speechless. Sarah is speechless. It has happened.
Are you a single mama? Are you ready to change the experience of being a single mama? No longer do we have to be poor, stressed, exhausted, lonely, or unhealthy, working 3 jobs and barely ever seeing our kids. Nope. That may have been the way single mamas were doing things in the past, but we are a new generation of women, and we have new resources at our fingertips. What if being a single mom looked like being in a village of sister friends, sharing expenses, supporting each other in childcare and household responsibilities, all while making lots of money and having a great balance of being present with your babies, but also using your mind and energy to doing work that you love? Sound impossible? Well, it's very possible, and I know this because I'm doing it myself right now, and I can show you how. I have built an online course with an interactive online community that includes modules like Self-Care 101, Be Your Own Boss, How to Build Community Where You Are Right Now, How to Be Happy as a Single Woman, Dating as a Single Mama, And my personal favorite, you can do paperwork, navigating the legal side of being a single mama. This course is sold module by module for only $37 each, so you can pick and choose the modules depending on what your needs are right now. There are also free modules to help you with the process of leaving and up-leveling your mindset for success in all areas of your life, plus lots of one-on-one and group support. Does this make you excited? Do you want to join the empowered single mama sisterhood? Well, all you have to do is go to sarahfayshoff.com and enter your email. Then you will be put on a special list, and I will invite you when the course goes public. And I will also give you free support right away. Look, being a single mama can seem impossibly hard, but that is because of the way we have been going about it. We can change that which we want to change in our lives. This can be the most empowering season of your entire life, and you do not have to do it alone. So go to the site, the link is in the show notes, and join the Empowered Single Mama Sisterhood today. If you like the Show It Off podcast, then you will also like the Show It Off Book Club. I have hand-selected a library of books that will empower you and keep you on track with your confidence-building goals. Reading has always been a huge love of mine, and if it weren't for the books that I feel like are my friends that have taught me so much, I just don't know where I would be now. That is why I started the Show It Off Book Club, and I hope you will join the club. It's free, it's fun, it's easy. How to join? Just go to @showitoffpodcast page on Instagram, follow the page, see the post where I list all of the books on the list. It's a picture of a stack of books. I will help you find it. Start your own empowering library. Tune in each Friday for the conversation starter videos I post of the chapters we are on, and I'll post them on the Show It Off podcast Instagram page. If you can read 1 to 3 chapters a week, you will be set. If you can't, you can still see the videos anytime, but it would be amazing if you were able to leave comments and share your thoughts with the chapters we're on with the group in real time. This is to help you really integrate the high vibe thoughts you need to be a part of your life in order to truly embody being deeply self-loving and shamelessly and unapologetically confident. So join the Show It Off Book Club today. Every play of this show means the world to me. Thank you for your time and for listening. I'd love to hear from you now. Questions and comments are welcomed at showitoffpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for subscribing to the Show It Off podcast. And if you have a moment, if you could leave a review on iTunes, it would help other people to find this message of confidence. You could also help someone build confidence by texting this episode to at least one person now. Being self-loving means being authentic, bold, and confident. So shamelessly and unapologetically, show it off.